More than 100 people attended the hearing at Polk State College's Lakeland campus, and dozens addressed the redistricting committee directly. Some praised the 30 or so lawmakers for taking on the task of redrawing the boundaries for each of Florida's legislative and congressional districts. Others, like Polk County Democratic Party head Karen Welzel, were critical of the predominantly Republican committee.
If you really wanted to know what we thought, you would have brought the maps with you and moved this process along in a timely manner that would benefit the citizens you purport to represent. This is a waste of time and money. Thank you.
She said it's pretty obvious that the committee isn't interested in drawing districts in a way that might not benefit the GOP, and that millions of state dollars set aside for litigation stemming from redistricting is a case in point. But Republican State Senator Don Gates wondered aloud why she even bothered showing up if she's so cynical about the process.
Thank you for wasting your time and money and coming here. We appreciate it.
Lori Edwards, Polk County Supervisor of Elections, said she's skeptical of the legislature's timeline for redistricting. She said there wouldn't be much of a window between the adoption of the new maps and the onslaught of next year's election season.
We need to change all district lines in the state on 67 different maps. We need a lot to align the precincts to the new districts. We then need to submit those proposed precinct changes to the Board of County Commissioners in 67 counties and have them approve those new precincts. We then need to recode every voter's address with new district information for congressional districts.
Her list went on. And Mid-Florida ACLU Director Joyce Hamilton Henry said the tight timeline will be a real headache for anyone running for a seat in Congress or the state legislature next year.
Candidates need to know, they need to register that they're running, they need to go through a lot of administrative process. They won't have enough time to turn it around and get your name on the ballot, and then for voters to be notified and told what precinct they're going to be voting in. All of that is a mess, and it is going to be a mess if they continue with this long, drawn-out process.
Many critics say the committee should have drawn up sample maps for the public to weigh in on. They say once the final product comes out, there will be little time for public input. Dina DeCamp of the Republican Women's Club of Lakeland said if lawmakers had brought maps with them, they would have faced the same amount of criticism.
People would be standing in this microphone saying, you already had your minds made up and you didn't give us a chance to give input. So I'm going to tell you, thank you for not bringing the maps, and we can live with the other.
Committee members repeatedly said they were not there to do political battle, but to hear comment on issues specific to Central Florida. Lakeland resident Janelle Hendren said legislators need to look at the nuances of Polk County and draw the area's legislative districts in a way that doesn't favor one competing interest over another.
We have competing economic interests between South Polk County, that is agriculture, east and west. And I feel sometimes that the way that these districts are currently drawn, that can be exacerbated. Some people feel a rivalry between Lakeland and Winter Haven. And I would ask that the new districts not make that situation worse.
The redistricting process, which happens every 10 years following the census, has long drawn fire from critics who say it's way too easy for the party in power to draw boundaries in a self-serving manner. Last November, voters adopted two state constitutional amendments that are supposed to require that the districts be drawn in a way that's compact and contiguous. Two Florida lawmakers, a Republican legislator and a Democratic U.S. representative, immediately filed suit, and the Florida House joined that lawsuit. But Republican State Senator Rhonda Storms said critics are wrong in assuming the 26 hearings the redistricting committee is holding across the state are only for show.
You may not trust me. You may not vote for me for dog catcher. I don't know. But I just tell you, I'm here to say to you, I'm working as hard as I can to do what you ask me to do. And I'm not trying to, do anything bad here. I'm just trying to do my job.
But the ACLU's Joyce Hamilton Henry had a more cynical explanation.
People are mistrustful of government. Florida legislators, particularly after what happened in the 2011 legislative session, which include, by the way, voter suppression bill, which includes the Clemency Board making a decision to take away the rights or make it longer for former felons to get their rights restored. They are seeing what they saw and what they're feeling coming out of the session doesn't match with this process. So these legislators are using this process to hear what Floridians are thinking.
Representative Will Weatherford is House Speaker designate for the 2012 session and is chair for the redistricting committee. The Wesley Chapel Republican didn't want to comment on that point and said the public hearing process is a little too involved to be all for show.
Well, you know, I've got two young daughters, one who's 3 and 1 6 months, and if I thought spending, you know, 3 months around the state of Florida in public hearings was for show and not a waste of time, I wouldn't be doing it. I think it's important. The Constitution asks us to draw the districts. It asks us to draw them fairly. It asks us to take politics out of it. It tells us to try to make them geographically compact and everything. And so we take it very serious. And as you can tell from these hearings, you know, it's a listening tour. I mean, really what we're doing is listening to the public. And I feel like in politics, we don't do enough of that. And this is one instance where we're trying to do better.
The committee will continue to hold hearings across Florida through September. The lawmakers head to Wesley Chapel Tuesday, Orlando on Wednesday, and Melbourne Thursday, then on to South Florida. They'll be back in the Tampa Bay area in late August. From Lakeland, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.